follow Anchor. This is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now. Blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully funny enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to my podcast. Gosh, it has been a long time. Probably more than a month. Yeah, certainly more than a month. I sound different, I know. It's not because I changed. It's just because I was at a music festival this weekend, and I watched Haim live. And I'm still recovering from it. Like I said in my tweet, I swear I was the fourth Haim sister on that stage. Bruno, my friend from Microsoft and who always appears in my Instagram stories, Bruno can confirm this. I really sang my heart out and now you can see how I sound. And it really has been a very tough month for my body and mind, but we'll get on to it. First, I'd like to say I'm super, super happy to be here speaking to you guys again. I really miss this. For me, it's kind of like therapy for me to be speaking to this microphone as well. As you probably understood already, this episode is going to be kind of a real talk vibe episode, in which I want to fill you in on everything that has happened, mostly in July. So the main reason why I was away, I wasn't feeling motivated to do them. I was, like I said, super, super tired. And if I wasn't going to be proud of what I was doing and having the energy to do it, then I wouldn't want to do it. So I just decided to cut it. But yeah, I was in June, especially in June, in a lot of events. So just to give you like an idea, obviously, E3 was a big part of me being super busy. I had a lot of things to hand in to Microsoft Corp because of E3, because we had some journalists going to E3 and influencers. So I had to take care of all of that. And then obviously in terms of social media, there's a lot of announcements related to E3. We also did like a contest to bring random people to come watch E3 with me, Bruno, and the rest of Xbox PT Dummies team in our offices at Microsoft in Lisbon. So I was in charge of that as well. And everything was happening so fast. And during the same weekend as it was E3. We were at another event called Mosh Xizel Esports, which in Portugal was a pretty big esports event. Probably the first big esports gaming event here in Portugal. They even had like advertisement on TV, and they had like major, for example, CSGO teams come play in. And we were there as well in a partnership with Cidade FM, which is a radio station here in Portugal. And that was kind of a last minute call, but ended up working out just fine. And I'm happy that we were able to do that. And then what else? We had a McLaren event because of Forza, and then Rock in Rio. So Rock in Rio, for those of you that don't know, and the reason why I'm like this, Rock in Rio is a music festival event. This year, and I guess on the other years as well, it's two different weekends. So it's the 23rd, 24th, and then the 29th and 30th of June. So the first half, I've gone through the first half, and now this weekend actually. So on Friday and Saturday, it will be the second part of Rock in Rio. And usually what happens is, obviously, this was a very big event. It's the first time that Rock in Rio has a gaming arena in their festival. So that was a pretty big deal. We decided we should be there because there was a lot of people not just from the gaming community, but especially like new random people who are kind of new to this whole gaming thing and that could enjoy and could find out about the Xbox brand and what we have to offer. So we created a Sea of Thieves stand and it looks amazing. If you didn't see it on my Instagram stories, go see it. I will for sure put it up as like a saved Instagram story so you can check it out, how it looks. I did an Instagram live showing how the stand would look, how the stand looked, and I'll probably do another one on next weekend. And it was just a very big event. Like if you can expect like 300,000 people go through, which is a lot. And there was a lot of preparation for this event, lots of requirements. Also a pretty tight deadline. Most of it happened during June and the event was in June. Now with the actual event days, I've been there since like 12 in the morning and then I'm there until like midnight, 1, 2 a.m. Like being on the stand and there's so much sun. It's so hot here in Portugal these days. And then at night it's pretty cold and then there's the whole singing your heart out at the concerts that really left my voice, as you can see, like this. I think it even sounds worse in Portuguese, and in English it sounds fine, I guess. It sounds sexy. But yeah, that was, I guess I've went through all the events that I wanted to share with you. So as you can imagine, that was a lot of work. And also, I've been getting more and more into live streaming for Xbox Portugal. And why is that? Because I could really feel that we have been building a community with the live streams that we've been doing on our Facebook page and our Mixer page. By the way, go over to mixer.com/Xbox_Portugal to see us live. Yeah, I could really feel a community growing. People that you could see that people who were on the last live stream would come back and they would know how me and Bruno acted on camera, how our dynamic was, and they would interact with us and would talk about previous live streams. So that whole bond that we are now creating with the viewers that we have at Xbox Portugal, I could really feel that. So that kept me motivated to keep pushing it. And because I just really enjoy doing live streams. Unfortunately, as of now, I don't think I have the time to do live streams personally, if I want to keep doing live streams for Xbox Portugal as well. Because like doing a live stream for Xbox Portugal is wasting, on top of the podcast, wasting another evening. So we're usually streaming from 6:30 to 8:30, and we need to set everything up and test and all that at like 1 hour or 2 hours before the actual live stream, because we're doing the whole thing and we're a very small team, as you know. Obviously, doing all the assets to promote the live stream, that takes a lot of work. So I don't think as of now that I can do that personally, unfortunately. Maybe if I ever leave Xbox, I will start doing it personally because I will miss it so much. I'm not sure. But yeah, I could really feel that. And also, I believe, and this might sound selfish, but I believe that doing live streams for Xbox Portugal is good for me and good for my brand, because there are people watching me, and if they like me, if they like my work, maybe they will come see whatever else I do when I'm not doing live streams for Xbox Portugal. And that would be my Twitter, my Instagram lives, my Instagram stories, and especially my podcast and my articles that I have over on Medium. So my blog posts. That's what I hope. I've seen this happen and hopefully it will happen more and more. I've said this to some people before, that I really want to focus even more on live streaming during this summer, because we will probably have less work because all the biggest releases have happened. As of now, we don't have plans to be on any other events during summer. So maybe I will get more time to really do this in terms of live streamings. In fact, I'm planning on doing like a full week of live streams for Xbox Portugal and just really have fun with people and have fun playing video games and learn more about live streaming as well. Ah, ended with the live streaming part. To be honest, like my house during June was pretty bad. Like I would tidy it up if I had visits over, I guess. Otherwise, it would not look as good as it usually does. And usually the house is a reflection of your life. So if your house isn't tidy, it means your life isn't tidy. And it wasn't really. And when you get home at like 10 p.m. or 9 p.m., the supermarket is already closed. So I didn't even have food to eat, which is ridiculous. Like sometimes I ate like bread and Nutella for breakfast, not for breakfast. That would not be too bad, but for dinner, bread and Nutella for dinner, that happened maybe two times. And yeah, that whole thing was the reason why I didn't do any podcast, but I wanted to make sure to everyone that I was coming back, that this doesn't mean that I was slowing down the podcast. Yeah. Now let's move on to the what's next part. So in terms of the podcast, I'm really not sure because as you can imagine, I just had the Rock in Rio first half event. So I really didn't have that much time to think about this yet. I just had a free day yesterday, which was basically me sleeping. And today I got back into work and there's a lot of things pending because I was so busy with events. But I really haven't had time to think about what's next for the podcast. But I guess at least in July, it will be mostly the same. So I plan on keeping what I was doing with Daniela, keep on bringing guests, keep on doing the Three Facts About Me series, and keep commenting on actual trends and things that are happening right now and what is my opinion on that. And as always, keep you updated with whatever is going on in my life that I find relevant to share with you. And then I don't know what else, maybe some new podcast equipment coming over the summer. I don't know, really have no idea. I just know, like, overall in my life, this is my first time spending my whole summer in Lisbon, because before I did the master's. So during master's, during summer, while I was in my master's, I was doing the thesis. So I wasn't in Lisbon that time. And then for my bachelor's, I would frequently go back during summer holidays to my parents' house. And that's where I would spend the summer. 3 or 2 months of summer vacation. So this is my first time spending the summer in Lisbon. And fortunately, Microsoft allows me to have quite a lot of flexibility. So hopefully I can, you know, work from a bar, work from a coffee shop, go over to the beach later on the day, and then catch up on work later in the evening, at night, do that kind of thing. That's kind of what I'm expecting for this summer. And I'm expecting, I have really good vibes for this summer. So let's see how that goes. I'll tell you about it. And also have more time to watch TV shows again, because this month I didn't watch much. So I've started watching Scam, which is a Norwegian TV show. Kind of brings me back to my roots, because I used to watch K-dramas, so Korean dramas. So watching a foreign TV show kind of brings me to that vibe again. And I'm really interested on that. And then I might start playing Gears of War 4 in co-op mode, trying to get Bruno to come with me and play that game as well. And then I'm going to Berlin in late July, so that will be fun as well. And maybe I will share something about that or how the trip was. I don't know. So like I did that with my Czech while I was in Poland, in Wrocław. So maybe I will do it here as well, for Berlin, like going when I come back from Berlin, doing like a summary of the trip and what I thought about the city and everything. And I'm meeting Daniela in Berlin. So if you know Daniela from the podcast, Daniela lives in Berlin. She works for N26. And I'm going to visit her. It's going to be my first time in Berlin. So that's exciting as well. And going to Berlin during the summer must be really, really hot. But I'm excited about it. I guess we're ending the podcast now. I hope this wasn't too much rambling. Well, clearly this was rambling, but if you like me, if you like the podcast, you listened to it anyway, and you were dying to see what Anna Guerra was doing, what happened to her, right? Oh, and by the way, we're going to have the podcast anniversary birthday in a few days. It's gonna be on the 9th of July. The podcast is 1 year old, which is crazy because it seems like every time I think about podcasting, it looks like a very recent thing for me when compared to writing blog posts, for example. Still seems like a very new adventure, but then when you think, oh, you've been doing this for a year, it's very, very crazy to think about it. And actually, this is one thing I didn't mention, but now that I think about it, would be cool to say, is that I was actually approached two times during this past month as well, like May and June, approached two times to give some advice to people about podcasting, which is crazy as well, because when people ask you for advice, it looks like you're an expert or somehow knowledgeable in the area. And then you always think, oh, I don't have anything to share. I don't really know anything. There's nothing you can learn from me. But then once you actually talk to people and they ask you questions and you know the answers and you're speaking to them, you suddenly realize how much you can help other people and how much you really know. And that's cool. So if you are planning on starting a podcast soon, or you want to start writing for a blog or for freelancing, I don't know, just hit me up. I would be totally into helping you. Or if you just want to get to know me, I don't know. I've done that before. I'm really, really happy to connect with people from all over the world. Just today, I did a Skype call with another intern from Xbox that is working in UK, and she's from Iran, and I just did a random Skype call with her because I just thought, I've met all these people throughout this year working for Xbox, some of them I've never met them personally, so might as well get to know them online by voice at least, because it really makes a difference. But yeah, I'll stop talking now, and I guess I'll see you on the next episode. Have no idea when that will be. I'm still trying to enter into the whole podcasting routine again, but hey, we'll get through it. And as you know, while I'm not recording podcasts or writing or working for Xbox, you can find me at Anna RL Guerra at pretty much anywhere. Would definitely recommend going to Twitter if you like funny tweets, and to Instagram if you like funny stories and funny videos. So follow me there, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.